Monday.
So the staking of the mountain brought together a kind of coalition of coalitions related to mining issues. There was a coalition of groups in Montreal that are all working with communities affected by mines in Latin America. So that includes Cerro de San Pedro and Pascua Lama and a whole bunch of other ones. Like, one of the main things they've been working on recently is Bill C-300, which is a private member's bill that was proposed by a Liberal MP, John McKay. And he's been successful in getting, like, somewhat progressive private member's bills passed before. He's done a couple of those. And so he was working on this issue. And what Bill C-300 did was brought the roundtable recommendations. The roundtable was a process that the Liberal government initiated a few years ago that brought together industry, government, and civil society on the issue of Canadian mining abroad. And they came up with some pretty limited but still a step in the right direction recommendations on, like, having an ombudsperson that mining problems could be brought to from other countries, and, like, a process for eventually, if a mining company was found to be doing things really bad, then the Canadian government could withdraw some support that it provides for that mining company. So it was pretty limited, but still better than nothing. So the Bill C-300 is those recommendations in like law form. The only thing with it is private members' bills can't include anything that that costs money, so the creation of the Ombudsman's Office that was part of the recommendations isn't there, but they figured that if it did pass eventually, that would have to come out anyway to make it work. So that's Bill C-300, and that was one of the main things.
What are the other main demands?
Kind of on the forefront now is the community of Melatik near Abitibi.
Right.
And there's an open pit gold mine that's proposed for near their community that would just place a bunch of houses and buildings. And so that coalition of Quebec groups is trying to get the Quebec mining code reformed, which is a process that's already been begun in Ontario based on, in response to opposition by Indigenous communities to mining exploration that was happening. So they want to try to have something similar happen here in Quebec to kind of deal with all the issues that are inherent in the free mining system that is in most Canadian mining codes, where basically mining companies can go in and start doing exploration and, like, stake a claim to do exploration and often even get the rights to the minerals underneath the ground, even if private people own the land above, like, the surface of the ground. So it really is laws that are very favorable to mining companies to kind of change the law to allow for more consultation that actually, like, gives communities or Indigenous groups a say in whether the mining happens or not. So that was the Quebec part. And then finally, the third thing was by Eco-Société, a small independent publishing group here in Montreal that had published a book last year called Canada Noir, and that was by some academics in Montreal who wrote about the Canadian extractive industry in Africa, and that named some projects that have been are ongoing by Canadian mining companies and the human rights abuses and environmental destruction that have resulted from those projects. And in response to that, some of those Canadian mining companies, Barrick Gold and Banneret Corporation, sued Eco-Société and the authors of the book for a few million dollars, two separate lawsuits, each of them a few million dollars. It adds up to like $11 million in total. This is what's called a SLAP lawsuit, a strategic lawsuit against public participation. And it's kind of a tactic that companies have when they have their millions of dollars to pay for lawyers in order to repress things that people are saying that are critical of them. And they're using that against these academics who wrote this book. So the third kind of demand of the action was to have a public debate on the issue of mining by Canadian mining companies that isn't repressed by this kind of legal action by the companies that have like millions of dollars to throw at people to shut them up. And the other important thing is the change to the Quebec mining code that the Quebec coalition is talking about really relates directly to the action that happened that we did, because it's through that really lax mining code that doesn't have many restrictions in it that we were able to actually submit a claim to stake Mount Royal. And actually, the Quebec government, in realizing that we were able to do this, changed the zoning of the mountain to make it so that we actually couldn't submit that claim. So they kind of had to respond to what we were doing because of this like gaping hole, which is just one example of the problems that are there with the mining code now. I think that the legal methods, like Bill C-300, reforming the mining codes, those are really important, or the slaps too. But often what is effective in stopping mining projects is like the communities that are being affected by the mines, which in Quebec is like that's the coalition of communities here, but for all these mines everywhere else in the world, or in Latin America especially, it's communities in a bunch of different countries, and they have similar campaigns for changing their mining codes, but often it's just working on the specific project where they'll block, do direct actions and block the operation of the mining company, as is done in Ontario by indigenous communities affected by mining exploration. And so a major role that, like one of the main solutions that can be taken to dealing with the problem of mining is supporting those communities in the actions that they take to prevent the mining from going ahead. And that's kind of the work that a lot of the groups here in Montreal that are supporting communities doing mining in Latin America, or opposing mining in Latin America, have been doing.
How are they doing that?
One of the ways is trying to get laws passed here in Canada, like the Bill C-300 is an example of that. But also it's things like human rights observation, where there's a lot of repression, or human rights support. It takes different forms. When there's repression against the communities that are opposing mining, or just fundraising, or a lot of times it's supporting delegations that are coming to Canada to like raise the issues of the communities, because often the investors in the companies are based, and that's really what the companies care about, is the money that they're getting to do these mining projects. So the investors are based here, so the community members come up north and have delegations and go to the annual general meetings where the investors are at and speak, and so those delegations are hosted by the support groups here in Canada. And related to investment, another major thing that's more based here is divestment campaigns to get some of those investors to pull out of those companies, either because they have some sort of ethical or environmental considerations that they take into account. Like, for example, the Norwegian pension fund recently divested from Barrick Gold because of their environmental disasters that have been created by some of their mines.
And that was specific to Papua New Guinea, gather.
Yeah, that's right. The thing with the divestment, like the Norwegian pension fund divested, and that they did it on the environmental grounds, and so it was they pulled out of Barrick a few $100 million, but it doesn't actually affect Barrick very directly. It's more of a symbolic statement, because other people just buy those shares back at the same price, and the price stays the same. So it can be an important symbolic gesture, kind of in like really demonstrating that it's not just a fringe opinion that these mines are really bad. There's basically a government agency agreeing with this.
Sure.
But it also, there's like the strategic possibility of, if enough investors kind of start to believe the same thing, that the problems being caused by the mine really pose a risk for that project or for the reputation of the company or whatever it is, then in a more like general way, then those investors, like just considering the finances or like considering the share price or the value of the company, may want to divest from it just because the problems are so big. So that kind of
it's a larger branding issue.
Strategic possibility is there if the problems raised enough trouble. Like if it really was enough of a risk for the investors, then divestment could really put pressure on the company in a bigger way. That divestment option, like in a more direct, like with through a process of ethical and environmental evaluation, is also an option here in Quebec because the Caisse de dépôt et placement de Québec, the like big Quebec pension fund, is invested in a lot of different mining companies, and they have a process for reviewing companies, and they're kind of policy.
Do they have an ethics board per se?
They do, yeah. Or I'm not sure if it's a board, but they have a process for reviewing companies. And but their idea is that they can have more effect on what the company does by owning the shares and like going to the shareholders meeting and raising the issue of whatever the problem is that has been found with the company and making recommendations for how they could change what they're doing to improve it and doing that sort of trying to get the company to change what they're doing. But if those changes don't happen, if the problems continue, which with some of these mining companies, there's like multiple projects that are problematic and those problems haven't changed at all. So if the problems persist, then the Caisse de dépôt also reserves the option at the end to divest as well. So
Right. Even
just kind of strategically, it's having the Caisse de dépôt being raising these issues in the same way that when the Norwegian pension fund does it, it gives it more publicity and more legitimacy. The Caisse de dépôt could potentially have that same kind of role.